Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time. Only at Whole Foods Market.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Richer people are eating more at Applebee's and IHOP. Well, of course they are. Applebee's and IHOP are where you can taste all the tasty tastes. The salts are salty, the fats are fatty, and the four cheese mac and cheese with honey pepper chicken tenders is all of those things. And when I used to be on the road, I ate there all the time, and I never regretted eating at an Applebee's while I was eating it. And IHOP is undoubtedly the best place to go in the morning to recover from eating at Applebee's the night before. Because these restaurants have a tonier clientele now, they've actually raised their prices, but thrown in bonuses like adding a dozen shrimp for a dollar when you order a steak. That's where I get a little suspicious. There's no way 12 shrimp can cost a dollar. If you're paying 8 cents a pop, those aren't shrimp. Those are sea monkeys on steroids.
I like this story. I think it's interesting that a richer clientele is going to Applebee's and IHOP because things have gotten so expensive. It's the way that we used to eat steaks in my house, and now we have hamburgers. But the whole, this is like some sort of weird restaurant, that's where most people eat, dude. And the crowd, probably mostly Manhattanites, you know, laughing at the whole people. That's where everybody eats except for you. Whatever restaurants you go to, the rest of us go like on our anniversary only.
Well, and congratulations, Gino's Trattoria is right down the street from you, and so is authentic Tuscan food, but, you know, we don't live in Manhattan.
Right. Yeah, that's weird. Anywho, that's all about inflation, you see, is why people that make more money are now eating at Applebee's and IHOP, because with inflation, it costs what going to a nice restaurant used to cost. But the good news is we're in the process of passing the Inflation Reduction Act. So that's the good news. Here's what's unfortunate for Democrats and Joe Biden in particular, and all the pundits who told me earlier in the week that this is a rehabilitated Joe Biden's struggling presidency. This is going to be a real wind at their back as they go to the polls in November, blah, blah, blah. And the President Biden saying this should be the lie of the year. President Biden saying getting out on the trail immediately and saying people are going to feel this right away. average Americans are going to feel the results of the Inflation Reduction Act right away. And his chief of staff on TV the other day, when he was asked by the CNN anchor, in what ways will people feel this right away? And he said, well, lots of different ways. You know, and then the gun legislation that we passed recently, that was good too. So he had nothing. He had nothing to say.
Right.
Which might be how you end up with this result from a YouGov poll. Three times more Americans think the Inflation Reduction Act will increase inflation than decrease it. That's incredible. And that's before it's even like had a chance to, you know, sift out into the world and people don't feel it off the bat, just from what they've read about it. Or they're that cynical about government.
Right.
Three times as many people think, no, it's probably going to increase inflation. Even among Democrats, almost half said it would increase or not change inflation. Only 21% of Democrats said it would decrease inflation. That's incredible. That might be the least successful, in terms of perception, the least successful piece of legislation that's ever been passed in America.
Well, certainly the least successful spin or messaging. That's only 21% of Democrats. That's unbelievable. I mean, it's a load of crap calling it the Deficit Reduction Act, and everybody knows it, but nobody bought it.
So the overall numbers are, and the question was pretty straightforward. Do you think this bill will increase or decrease inflation? That should be a pretty, there's not a lot of ways to spin that as being a bad question. Increase was 36%, decrease was 12%, will not change 23%. So again, three times as many increases decrease, and you got a quarter of the people saying it's not going to do anything. That's hilarious. Oh my God. It would be more fun if the government wasn't spending nearly three quarters of $1 trillion on a whole bunch of stuff that's got nothing to do with the title of the bill. That kind of takes the fun out of it as a taxpayer.
Yeah, the only good news I can discern from that story is, you know, based on the way most people take in the news, they don't get really, really into it. People don't spend a lot of time studying issues and such. It seems that there is a very widespread perception that government spending fuels inflation.
You think that's
people
what it
hear
is?
There's a big spending bill and say, no, I know this. It's not going to help inflation. It's going to hurt. And if that's true, that's good.
Yeah, that would be good. I wondered if it was just cynicism.
Well, there's a measure of that in there, too, for sure.
I don't know, but that's an amazing result. Especially among Democrats who are, I followed the news on this quite a bit. Man, they touted this on all your Sunday shows and cable news channels over the weekend. Just over and over again, how great this was. And they put all the spokespeople out there. Oh, average Americans are going to feel this right away, Jim.
Yeah, well, that's just a load of crap.
Well, and apparently people perceive that as a load of crap. I mean, that's just incredible.
Why don't they just go with, you know, if Wolf Blitzer asks, why did you call it the Deficit Reduction Act? Well, because that's hot these days, and we thought some people might fall for it or it might get more votes, but it has nothing to do with that. It's actually just a tremendous amount of money for green energy and Obamacare.
Because we thought calling it the You'll Have More and Better Sex Act seemed like just too misleading.
You know, I'd take either one, honestly. The idea that I could have both is just too much to ask.
Yeah. To show that some people are not like me, Tim Sandifer just tweeted out, you'll like this, Joe. Kelo versus New London is now as old as Bowers versus Hardwick when I was in law school.
Wow. Wow. Tim, makes you stop and think.
You got to be a lawyer to appreciate that. But here's another thing I just came across.
Hardwick was an ass.
Latest polling in Wyoming, Liz Cheney is down 30 points to her challenger. 30.
I'm not optimistic.
That's something. She really took one for the team. Whether or not you're on that team, I have no idea. But she did not do what was politically expedient by taking on that job on the Gen 6 committee.
No, indeed, no. And her old man recording that blast at Trump, calling him a coward and a great danger to the country or something. I can't remember the specifics, but it was a blast.
Greatest danger of anybody in our 246 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Trump's response.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, speaking of Republicans and Democrats and that sort of thing, I keep not bringing this up and I want to. Did you see lurking in the background a Nancy Pelosi in Taiwan who was with her? Her Hunter Biden-esque son, Paul Pelosi Jr.
I don't know anything about Paul Pelosi Jr. Is he driving around drunk like his old man?
Well, I tell you this, there's no crack use of being alleged. He doesn't he's not a pistol packing hooker bonker. Like
bonkers.
Old Hunter Biden. As far as I know, he's a respectable chap. But here's the deal. He's traveling around international trips with his mama. Guess what he does for a living? He's kind of a vaguely described international lawyer slash consultant who sells his murky services to various international entities. Does that ring a bell for anybody?
Yeah.
And part of it, this one guy, Peter Schweitzer with the Government Accountability Institute, said it's a particularly cynical and galling move. First of all, as you point out, Paul Pelosi, Nancy's husband, has been under scrutiny for insider trading issues on stock trades. He has to, of course, disclose his finances because he is the spouse of Nancy Pelosi. Your adult children do not need to disclose their financial transactions. So it seems like they switched attention to their son's commercial activities. I don't know. Maybe she said, hey, I'm going to Taiwan. Do you want to come with? But the fact that he's lurking in the background, shaking hands, and he sells his services, that sort of services, I don't know. It all seems pretty fishy.
Yeah, I learned this a couple of weeks ago. Who did I hear this from? Some pundit I like who's a Brit. That you may remember Boris Johnson got booted out as prime minister over some fairly minor money stuff. And this Brit journalist was talking about how in the United, only in the United States that I'm aware of democracies, is it this acceptable to have all these financial dealings with your family and everything like that? Like in Great Britain and France, you have a whiff of it and you're doomed. I mean, they have very low tolerance for that.
Interesting.
Compared to what we do in the United States, where whoever's in office, their whole family's involved somehow. Sure. Spouses, kids, brothers, somehow involved and end up rich because you got into office. And we just accept that in the United States for some reason.
Well, there is a saying, and it's old. I mean, it's as old as I am, maybe older than that. Many people go to Washington to do good and end up doing well.
Hey, backtracking a second to somebody who went to Washington, just to fill this out. Liz Cheney, and I don't know what Joe thinks, how much background we should give in all these stories. Sometimes I think if we fill in everybody who might not know what we're talking about, we'd get so bogged down we couldn't talk about anything. Liz Cheney, Republican representative from Wyoming, they have one. They have one representative, so it's a big deal who is the representative from Wyoming. It's not like California, you got however many you have in California. They have one, and she's the daughter of Dick Cheney, the former vice president, and seemed to be pretty solid, and is among the most conservative, like in the top one or two most conservative based on votes, Republicans in the House.
And also, interestingly enough, voted with Trump as much as anybody in the House.
But she believes Trump did something really, really awful on January 6th, and she was willing to co-chair that committee, the January 6th committee. And for that reason, she is going to lose her seat to another Republican in Wyoming, and she's behind by 30 points right now. But here's one pundit who said, and I think they're right, Cheney continues to lean directly into Trump's big lie in her ads. She should be making her stance on how conservative I am and how she voted. And I'm the kind of person you want. I believe what you believe. We just disagree on this. I think that would be a better tack.
Obviously. Yeah. It would be better electorally. But, you know, she gets to, if she wants to, you know, torch her congressional career on this particular, you know, bandstand or altar or whatever, that's her right, and that's the right of the people of Wyoming to vote her out.
Sure. I'd forgotten that they only have one rep, though. So you're not more important than a senator because you're one of 435 in terms of voting. But in terms of representing your state, you're just the one of you.
Yeah, it's interesting. They have two senators, but one congressperson.
Yeah. We got a lot more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
the world lives in seven countries. We're going to have 8 billion people officially in September. Half the world lives in seven countries. I'll tell you what those are coming up just because that's the kind of thing I like to know.
Boy, I'm in the other half of the world because I only live in one country. So I'm not in that group.
Yeah, that's poorly phrased, isn't it? Half the world's population. I mean, you know what I mean. What am I doing?
It's like every 5 minutes a man is suffers a heart attack. He's got to be tired of it.
Yeah.
So a couple of stories revolving around Cal Unicornia. San Diego State University is bringing back the mask mandate for the fall semester.
What?
Yeah, because of rising cases of That's a completely funny. Different disease than COVID was a year and a half ago.
Even the San Francisco Chronicle determined that masks for the newest variants don't do anything.
Well, they don't help much. If you've got an N95 mask, correctly fitted, worn constantly, it'll probably help you. But the requirement is just, yeah, throw something over your mug so it's useless. Anyway.
While you walk from the door to your table at the restaurant.
Right, right. CBS 8 TV went ahead and interviewed some of the youngsters, what they thought about it. Some of the stuff is kind of priceless. I think it will give a lot of people a sense of comfort because cases are rising and because masks are going to be required. I think it's going to be really good for the school and the germs. We won't want those. That's a graduate student. Maybe it's in math or something like that.
They might not sound like you just portrayed them. I mean, I realize the words would be the same, but...
Well, the words were accurate, sir.
I'm not sure you did them any favors with your
I'm not
portrayal.
Sure I have to. I'm actually kind of happy that the mask policy is coming back, and I just think it's going to add a little layer of more protection on my part. Oh, man.
See, I doubt they sound like that.
Says a different dude, I find it hard to breathe with a mask on in general, and it's like hot in the class, and I don't think it really makes sense.
There you go. That's me.
Said another student. I know COVID is pretty high. Cases are going around. There's also monkeypox, so I'm kind of okay wearing a mask.
So is monkeypox.
You get monkeypox from having sex with somebody with monkeypox.
The mask is not going to help you if you have sex with a monkeypox, dude. But I've noticed that for the people you disagree with, you use this kind of lilting, I'm an idiot voice. And for the person you agreed with, you did use a flat, I'm reasonable, lower tone.
You need to get better headphones because I don't know what you're talking about. Then here's an undergraduate majoring in business by the name of Jack Stone. I haven't named the other people because I said stupid stuff in college, and I don't want to berate college kids by name on the air. It just seems it's punching down, as they say. On the other hand, I'm going to mention Jack Stone because he's got a name like he's a DJ. And secondly, he says, I think it's just going to be a cycle. They're going to tell us to stop wearing them. Then we're just going to have to put them right back on. And every single time, I mean, that's the pattern. Blah, blah, blah. It just goes back and forth, back and forth.
Good point, Jack Stone.
It was 7 in a row of your classic rock favorites. So, speaking of Cal Unicornia, why Gavin Newsom will never get elected nationwide, he doesn't realize this. Oh, I hope he's not listening right now. Imagine how devastated he'd be if he happened to be listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show, and I just casually let it slip. It was like, you know, saying something unfortunate about St. Nick, for instance, in front of kids. There, I've let the cat out of the bag. Stay with us.
So, you can easily name the three biggest countries, I'm guessing, where, you know, half the world's population is in seventh countries. You can name the top three pretty easily, right? China, India, and the United States are 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Biggest countries. But I didn't know these other ones were this big. Brazil has 215 million people.
I'm always surprised by Indonesia, how big that is.
Indonesia has 276 million people.
Yeah.
That's the fourth biggest country in the world, Indonesia. Then you go to Pakistan, 200-some million. Nigeria, 200-some million. So Brazil, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Indonesia. Keep that on your radar for giant, giant countries.
Boy, sometimes Nigeria is a big land, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I hope Gavin isn't listening since you're going to explain why he can't be president coming up. That's
what the hell is going on?
Well, yeah, and honestly, it's from Politico, and I think they missed some of the biggies.
Oh, really? If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, I'm not sure about this. There's a new drink on the market that combines two very different things. Check this out.
It's called Protocol, and it's the world's first alcohol-spiked protein drink. The creator says he got the idea once he realized that he and his friends would go work out, and then they'd usually drink immediately after.
Yeah, it's the perfect drink for when you need a burst of energy to get through your intervention. You know what I'm
saying? I used to do that after working out when I was young. We'd go to the gym and then we'd go straight to the bar. Yeah. Why not?
Oh yeah. There are times I'll get through my last 5 minutes on the elliptical thinking I get home with a glass of white wine.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. In the summertime.
A little reward.
Sure. Why not? So, old Gavi Newsom, he's the governor of the most populous state in the union. Did you know that? California.
And he's trying to set himself up as the obvious counter choice to Ron DeSantis running for president in 2024, it seems to everyone.
You know, it's funny. Go ahead. We're probably barking up the same tree. Go ahead.
Even though he claims he's not running for president.
I was going to say, it just dawned on me that, you know, with Trump definitely looking more like he's running than certainly a year ago, for instance, being the anti-DeSantis isn't going to do Gavin much good. Although, who knows? There's so much yet to unfold. But
Messi runs for governor in Florida.
This that would be an odd move. This article in Politico I found kind of interesting. California's liberal legislature is preparing to send Gavin Newsom a series of bills that could help the Democratic governor grow into his his political profile or risk alienating factions within his policy, within his party, rather. Gavi wants the national spotlight. Now he's got it, and he's got to make some tough decisions. And they mentioned that the supermajority, brutal, one-party legislature have sent Gavi a series of bills that could be a little dangerous. Among the decisions, whether to allow safe injection sites for drug users, which we mentioned earlier, forcing private companies to publicly reveal what they pay all of their employees, regulating fast food industry labor practices, meaning just interfering in private, employment practices. And they say, here's the problem. It looks great in California if you have a one-party state, super progressive, and the rest of it, but it might doom him nationwide. Here's a caveat. Before I actually go through some of these things that they mention, I was thinking about this during the commercial break because I think they missed out. I'll just hit you with the list real quick. Stuff that just won't play nationally. Supervised injection sites. People jabbing themselves with drugs on the streets in San Francisco and L.A. and God knows where else, Oakland, whatever. Those pictures and video are going to be around America, go around America. And Jack, as you pointed out, when Vancouver did this, that part of town was a hellhole.
Mm.
It was Drugville. The photos ain't pretty. You lump those in with all the human poo and the miles of Skid Row in Los Angeles and the thousands of bums and junkies and homeless people in San Francisco and Sacramento, the rest of it. That's just not going to play on a national stage. So you got the supervised injections thing, the super enthusiastic climate action laws. Super expensive policies and all that they mention.
So that's it's interesting that Politico's doing this. But so is this with the assumption that he would get the nomination? Because I mean, that, I don't. Are other Democrats going to go after him on Junkievilles in California when he's trying to get the nomination? I wonder if he'll be running against Kamala. You know, they kind of made a deal back on before they both got to their current positions of, you know, I won't run for the U.S. Senate, you won't run for governor,
right? Right. Yeah, well, that's an interesting question. All this stuff would play out differently in the primaries than the general election, certainly.
I'd like to see Gavin and Kamala going after each other.
Yeah, you absolutely could see, though, I'm struggling to come up with a name, but we'll just say, you know, Jim Smith, the moderate governor of Midwestern state, who says, listen, I'm in favor of fighting climate change and having a safety net for the less fortunate, but I don't want America to look like California.
Yeah, right.
Go after them in the primaries like that. So let's see, some of the climate action stuff they get into that's just way, way further than anybody else. And a lot of it is just, it doesn't make a drop worth of, you know, a drop of water in the ocean's worth of difference when it's a global issue. They call it labor rights. You can call it what you want, but like forcing companies to have quotas on their boards of directors. I don't know if people care about that. Forcing pay equity. And that sort of thing. And then there's one that I just think is a dopey inclusion. But you know what they leave out of the list is, and there's a big giant but coming up at the end of this. And that's not a reference to the hind end of a human being, Jack, so no childish jokes. They don't mention making the state a sanctuary state for illegals and for abortions. And we'll pay for the health care of anybody who can sneak in the state, and we'll pay for the health care, we'll pay for the abortion of anybody who wants to come into California to get an abortion. The taxpayers will pay for that. That is not going to play in moderate America, including purple states. California is just way too out there. And you live in California long enough, you lose a sense of that. But I think Gavi's going to get it right in the face. Here's my big butt.
And I would not lie.
Here's my big caveat.
Oh, and God.
If it were not for the Electoral College, this would be 100% true. You can win the presidency damn near just winning to the east of I-95 on the East Coast and west of I-5 on the West Coast. You can win the presidency with the coasts. And it could be Gavin is thinking, I don't give a crap about Colorado or, well, Virginia is actually east. I don't give a crap about purple America or red state America can pound sand. All I'm going to do is anoint myself the progressive mastermind and the coasts will elect me.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Which is why the Electoral College is so incredibly important, as we discussed when various jackasses were discussing in semi-serious tones getting rid of it. You would have a tiny narrow band of America elect every single president. It would just be the coastal population centers, and you would have 35-40 states consider themselves completely unrepresented by the federal government. That would not last a decade. The country would fall apart.
Well, imagine how you can start funneling money to those tiny Smallish areas that control all the voters that keep you elected. And you funnel money to those areas and ignore the rest of the country.
Right, yeah. You literally take in $1 trillion of taxes from around the country, then tell 40 states, you're not seeing a cent of this because we don't care. And just funneling it right to the rich blue areas. Oh, my God, it would be so terrible for the country. But as Jack pointed out, I think it was last hour, you don't need to list a bunch of California policies that will doom Gavi nationally. Him talking, him trying, he will be exposed. He will make Scott Walker look like Ronald Reagan. He's good at slogans and he's good at preaching to the choir, but to win people over, no, forget it. He is a tin horn governor of a one party state.
So McDonald's has announced that they're opening back up in Ukraine. The only reason I mention that is I was thinking the other day about, actually it was around China and everything, and I was talking with somebody who said, we'll never go to war with China. We're just too interconnected business-wise, dollar-wise, for that to happen. And I said that's exactly what they thought before World War I, that in the modern world, the interconnectivity of trade and everything like that, the big powers would never go to war again. But remember when Tom Friedman used to go around of the New York Times saying no country with a McDonald's has ever gone to war with another country for McDonald's, which was mostly true. Mm-hmm. But now you got a country that had lots of McDonald's, Russia, going to war with another country with lots of McDonald's, Ukraine. Just it can happen. I mean, people go to wars for not completely logical reasons. That's what's left out of the equation often.
I was thinking of that. I was actually thinking two things. Number one, the geopolitical cloud of hamburger clowns isn't what it used to be. And secondly,
the geopolitical clout of hamburger clowns is not what it was in the 90s.
Right, exactly. And secondly,
hamburger clowns.
And Americans, and particularly American policymakers, need to remember this, and I think they generally do. China sees itself legitimately as the power that should rule the world. They believe China is the biggest and should be the superpower. Culturally, that's an important thing. It's like American exceptionalism. They believe that, too. And if it took a huge economic disruption and losing 300,000 young men, a lot of Chinese would say, we'll take that bargain. If that will make us ascend to our proper place as the great superpower, sounds good, sign us up. So the idea that, oh, no, we're too intertwined, I think that's naive.
Couple of quick headlines about Mar-a-Lago from today. From today, CNN out with federal investigators seized national security documents from Trump's estate. Well, that was back in June with a grand jury subpoena. So they subpoenaed national security documents to get them. So what documents were they after, or things were they after the other day where they didn't subpoena? They showed up with agents, which still continues to be an interesting question for everybody. And then the other thing, the Wall Street Journal reporting today that the call came from inside the house. The tip-off was from somebody's in Trump's orbit in Mar-a-Lago that tipped off the feds, hey, he's got some stuff. That's what the Wall Street Journal is saying. Mm. And Mick Mulvaney, his former chief of staff, was on CNN today saying there wouldn't be 6 to 8 people that would have known that he had a safe. He said, I worked for him for years and didn't know he had a safe in there. So somebody close to Trump tipped off the feds? Who? I don't know. Fredo.
Another thing nobody's talking about is that Mar-a-Lago is Spanish for sea to lake.
Did not know that.
Mm.
Sea to lake.
Sea to lake. And I'm looking at a map.
That's funny how a foreign phrase can sound so. Mar-a-Lago sounds very cool and sophisticated and mysterious. Sea to lake is a terrible name if you call your compound sea to lake.
Wow, that's a hell of a location right there. Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, as
what's
I've been
cost to join there.
As I've been seeing these pictures from above, that is some place to hang out. Fox News has just named Chris Wallace's replacement on Fox News Sunday. Brett Baird been filling in. I'll see who that is. And oh, I got it in my ear. Do you want to hear it? Do you want to know it, Joe? Who's going to be the host of Fox News Sunday, which is the only show on Sundays that isn't all the other ones with the same point of view?
Yeah,
Shannon Bream. Great choice. She's fantastic.
Wow. Wow. And I really feel like she could grow into that role, too. She's exceptionally bright and charming, too.
Really good. More on the way. Stay here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
With a heart made full of pride. In every neighborhood today, there is a service station. Here you can buy gasoline and oil for your car. And you receive many other services as well. The attendant finds out what kind and how much gasoline you want. The attendant also checks under the hood of your car. He looks to see if there is enough water in your radiator. All cars need oil. The attendant checks to see if there is enough oil in your car. The attendant also checks your tires. The service station attendant washes your windshield so that it's bright and clear. Then you pay him for the gasoline and oil. His other services are free. Some service stations keep the money drawer in the station house. And it's here where the attendant goes to get your change. How much better and faster this is than long ago. Service stations are everywhere. Certainly there is one in your neighborhood, too.
I have so many questions. That was from 1957, is that right? Yeah.
It was more or less like that when I was a kid in the 70s in the Midwest, anyway. I don't know what it was like other places, but I was driving through Nevada with my son on our dirt bike trip, and there was an old-timey gas station with the big garage doors being used for something else. And my son, I wondered what that was. And I said, it used to be. Gas station had a mechanic there all day long. And a lot of gas stations were. And, you know, if you had a problem, you could have the mechanic look at it and get something fixed maybe. Now you're screwed. You're screwed by life. Of course, cars almost never break down now also.
Well, and then you hook them up to the computer. It gives you an error code and away you go. Although somebody's got to fix it eventually. My question about that was, who is that for? The grocery store is full of food. You walk in, you place your choices in a basket, you give them money, and then you take the food home. Yeah, we know.
I think that was aimed at kids. I remember being really young and watching those type of films, like when I was in first or second grade.
Right, it was educational. Exactly, that's right.
Okay, for the youngsters, I see.
For kids who weren't observing their surroundings at all, I guess. I don't know.
You know what I'd love to do? It'd be lazy, but fun, is dig back or find our archives of old-timey instructional films. for Jimmy, you have gonorrhea. I mean, everything from the STDs or whatever they called them at the time for the military guys to, gosh, some of the stuff about gay fellas is uncharitable by today's standards and would be quite controversial to air. But some of those things, or the whole how to be a good wife instructions, those are always enjoyable. My wife's still not putting a ribbon in her hair when I get home from work.
Fantastic.
Ribbonless again?
So we get to do whatever we want, thankfully. We can talk about whatever we want or not talk about whatever we want, thankfully. How long are the legs on the Trump raid story? Unless there's some new information today, I know I'm more or less done with it.
Yeah, I've said what I have to say.
I mean, it's still the only story on, like, MSNBC, for instance.
Oh, yeah, but that's their model. They pick one thing and just flog it.
It's Final Thoughts, boys. That'll do, boys. Soon we'll hear your comments. Entertain us. Give us closure. For the show is nearly done.
That's good. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
We got some new Final Thoughts intros, as much as I love that one. Hanson, when are you going to get those into the rotation?
Yeah, what
are we paying you for? What the hell?
Let's point the finger at the end of the show.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michelangelo, our technical director, to lead us off. Michael?
Yeah, just fascinated by the fact that rich people are now going to IHOP. I just picturing a rich guy sitting down and getting a crayon and a little map, and he can sit there and draw and... getting the pancakes with the happy face on them.
Seven different kinds of syrup. What are you talking about? What have I been missing my whole life?
Oh, that's America, folks. All those syrups. young Alex is out today. Jack, do you have a final thought for us?
Or is that a secret why Alex is out? Has he won the lottery?
Saying he's out.
Okay. My final thought, I talked earlier about opportunity cost. And that was hour two, I think. You get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. It was just the idea of what is your time worth? We all should do a better job of valuing our free time and figuring out if we want to do this or that. It's I'm hoping it changes the way I look at lots of different things.
Yeah, I guess my final thought is Joe Biden's zero. The number is zero. Zero inflation needs to be the political lie of the year. Glenn Kessler, Washington Post, as many Pinocchios as you got laying around, slap them on.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people, thanks so little time. If you go to armstrongandgetty.com, you'll discover a number of things. Number one, hot links. All the stories we talked about, the books we referenced, the articles, videos, whatever, it's there under hot links. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. You can also pick up some fabulous A&G swag. Have a lot of great t-shirts. Welcome to the Spicy Times t-shirt flying off the shelves.
See you Friday. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
Get.
I'm serious.
Go away.
I am here.
That's ludicrous.
Right. And so grotesque.
Do you understand?
I cannot understand a word you're saying.
Come on.
Okay. So let's go out with a bang.
Then he said, I'm citing the Fifth Amendment. Then he just said, five. Then he just held up five fingers. And then he said, what comes after four? And then he said, what's 11 minus six?
One, two, three, four.
Yeah. On that high note, thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.